Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. First of all, thank you to everyone who voted. That makes our democracy work. Today, we're going to be talking, not about politics, actually. We're going to be talking about something that is beautiful, something that is iconic for our town here in Astoria, Oregon. Something that we appreciate as locals and that like a million visitors a year appreciate. What are we talking about today? We're talking about the Astoria Column. Also known as the Astor Column, Astoria Column. It is the sentinel which stands on Coxcomb Hill, guarding and protecting and inspiring and enlightening our community. So what about the Astoria Column? And what are we going to learn today about the column? I'm not really sure, but I have in the studio today our the Astoria Column gift manager, Lindsay Vigil. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
And a lot of folks don't know that the Astoria Column is, or the Astor Column, and if John Gutenberger is listening, he can call in and tell us a story of that. That would be great. That it is one of Astoria's parks. It is an actual park in the city of Astoria. So
yes.
Even though the Friends of the Astor, the Friends of the Astoria Column is the organization you work for.
Yes.
So let's first of all start with learning a bit about you, please, Lindsay. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I am originally from Everett, Washington, and then moved to Eugene, where I went to the U of O, and where I met my now husband, who's from Astoria. And after we graduated college, he got a great opportunity to come back home. And so from there, we moved to Astoria. And I love this town. I've been here, living here for 3 years, but I've always visited whenever we came for holidays and with my husband's family. And so Astoria's always had a near and dear place in my heart. So I couldn't be happier to be here and be a part of this community.
Yes, it's a rare and special place. I mean, geographically and because of the actual community of people who live here.
Yeah.
And so you've lived here for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when did you begin to work at the Astoria Column gift shop?
So I began working at the gift shop June of 2017. It has been such a treat to be able to welcome all of our visitors and find out where they're from. There's so many international travelers and people who just kind of came up on a whim. Of course, there's the Goonie lovers and movie fanatics that want to come check out all the different film spots that, you know, are famous in the movies. Astoria is very popular for filming. You know, I even got to experience someone in their 20s seeing the ocean for the first time. And it's
from the column.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That's true. Now, you know what? Maybe we should back up, because what if we have a listener mm-hmm. who says, I have never been to the Astoria Column, because
uh-huh.
we are on the World Wide Web. Someone could be listening to this.
Right.
And, you know, in Shanghai or something. So like, what is the Astoria Column? Well, okay, in your words, what is the Astoria Column?
So the Astoria Column really represents the westward movement. It was part of, I believe, the last of 12 monuments that were placed along the Great American Railroad when it was being first built. And it really just declares that Astoria was the beginning point of what we know as the West Coast. You know, it just embodies what the struggles of people coming over, all the expeditions and people coming over and finding...
Well, essentially white people.
Yes.
I mean, yes. I mean,
yeah.
Because obviously Native Americans were already living here.
Yes.
And had a thriving culture here.
Yes.
You know, and so the Astoria Column is a piece of art. It's an incredible piece of art.
Yes.
It's a monument.
Yes.
It's, how many stairs are there?
There's 164 steps.
164 steps,
yep.
Up to the top.
Up to the top. And from the steps to the platform is 110 feet. And to the very top, it's 125. To get some perspective as how hot, like where the column sits in elevation, is just as tall as the Space Needle in Seattle. So you're at 600 feet from sea level plus an additional 110 feet, and you just get this amazing panoramic view of Washington and Oregon and just gorgeous, gorgeous forests and the mountains and everything, and seeing the Columbia River and the Pacific Ocean. And it's something so breathtaking. It's, you can't even describe it until you experience it.
That's actually true. That the perspective that is offered by the Astoria Column on Coxcomb Hill, and there are picnic benches for families to have lunch.
Absolutely.
There's the little gift shop and the column itself, which is, what are the hours that the column is open, actually?
So since it's a city park, the park itself is open from dusk until dawn. The column opens, I believe, on an automatic lock from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then the gift shop is open from 10 to 5.
Every day.
Every day.
Okay. So the Astoria Column was created by, it was a collaborative effort of the Astor family.
Yes.
And the railroad.
Yes.
And it was dedicated in 1926.
Yes.
And you said there were 8,000 people at the dedication.
Yeah, there were 8,000 people in attendance of the dedication on Coxcomb Hill.
And what is the art? Who created the artwork?
So,
because it is a very rare and special thing. There's only one other column similar to this, and that is in Italy.
Yes.
The Trajan, and I don't know how you pronounce it, whether it's T-R-A-J-A-N. So it's Trajan.
Yeah.
It's not Trojan, but that column is the sister or brother to our column.
Yes.
In some ways, although, of course, the art is different.
Yeah. So I'm going to, unfortunately, probably butcher his name, but it was an Italian artist named Attilio Pustarella, and he was the main artist that did the sgraffito around the column, which is, it's a pottery technique, and it had been used for centuries. It's basically dark clay, and then it's that's engraved with a very specific tools, and then there's a liquid slip that's applied on top to give it its specific coloring. It's very detailed work. It's also very sensitive work, which is why we've had to do some renovations, because unfortunately, Italy's weather is not Astoria, Oregon weather, and high winds and rain definitely had diminished this beautiful artwork. And it has gone through renovations, and we've been working on just keeping it looking beautiful.
Well, the sgraffito, essentially what the column is it is the story,
yes,
of this area, in magnificently engraved, sgraffito artwork all around the base. So it starts out, with, 1792 and Robert Gray.
Yes.
And then it tells a story. Well, and it tells the story of the Native Americans. Through, again, these magnificent photographs, these murals,
yes,
which wrap around the entire column.
Yes. And it's quite the story. It's so beautiful. It is a great story. And there are murals that are on the column. And, we've got this, we've got great pictures online, and it's just really such an amazing piece of artwork, really. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. And I, have traveled to D.C. and seen the monuments, and the monuments there are gorgeous, but there's something really special about the Astoria Column and how they wanted to portray their story, and how they did it in a way where it's so visible to our visitors, and it's just so beautiful.
Well, what has happened is that they erected this tall column of concrete. And then they created these pictures, the picture storytelling of this area around that. And you just had that all repainted and redone with a lot of experts in 2016.
Yes.
So, and it brought the images to life again, because
yes,
they were, because of the weather, obviously things were getting worn and faded, and it was hard to read because there's actually writing and there are pictures all over the column.
Yes.
And so in 2016, you renovated it, you restored it, and then the stairs were actually, I remember when the stairs were replaced. When was that?
I believe it was probably, I want to say it was in the 2015 renovation. They took the stairs out and they did more reconstruction on the inside, so that way it's safe and
right. And then, Fort George has the old stairs in the Fort George Brewery, actually.
Yes.
I had an incredible experience. I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping that our listeners are going up to the column, because I know one of the reasons you wanted to be on the program today was to tell people that, you know, This is a resource for all of us, the Astoria Column, not just for tourists, not just for visitors.
Right.
And to truly, to gain perspective, to clear your mind, to go to the Astoria Column is a beautiful opportunity that we have, which we're very lucky to have. I had an incredible experience there. So some years ago, I was, because always when you have visitors, of course, or people, you want to take them to the column. But we could go to the column ourselves every day. How lucky are we to be able to do that? And what great exercise to walk up the
64
stairs. Exactly. and as I was walking up, on one of there are some little platforms along the way up to the top, small platforms. Mm-hmm. There were, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 young girls who were in dresses, and they were just kind of pressed up against the wall there and just not moving. And so I just passed them and I continued up to the top. And as I got closer to the top, I suddenly heard this beautiful, incredible music. They were started singing in the column a cappella, and it was magnificent. So they were singing a song and it just echoed. It was a really holy experience. It was a reverent moment, truly. And you never know when you go to the column whether you're going to, you know, you'll have families with their little kids, because the airplanes, oh my gosh, let's talk about the airplanes.
Yes. So the gliders are just amazing. Actually, I have a experience with that in particular. So at the time, I didn't know he was going to be my husband. But the first date, I guess you would say, and meeting his family, he took me to the column. And we flew the gliders off. And I get people coming in all the time just talking about, oh my gosh, I bring my family here every year and we throw the gliders off. This is our tradition. This is what we do. They're a dollar.
And these are little balsa wood planes. Little balsa wood planes that we get from a factory in Ohio, I believe. And what I heard the story that that the factory owner said something like, why are we selling so many hundreds and thousands? Why are we selling all these gliders to this little town of Astoria, Oregon, a town of 10,000 people on the West Coast? What are they doing with them? Right. And well, they're floating them. They're buying them in the gift shop for a dollar. They're floating them off the top of the column.
Yep. And it's just so surreal to see people go and do that, because they think, oh, what is this? What is this? But it's such a great experience. It's a memory. That's what you're really doing when you fly those off, is creating a memory. And it's just so much fun to do. And we sell so many of them. In the month of July, we did 15,000, which is just 15,000, wow. Not 100, 15,000. This is something to do year round, you know? I mean, even if it's a cold day, a little foggy, it's just so fun to come up and do that. Even when you do need to clear your head, like you were saying, I mean, for me, thankfully, if I ever get a little stressed out for some reason.
Everyone does these days.
I can walk out of my office and I just have the most spectacular view. And it really just gives you that perspective and the grand scheme of things. You know, it's just so much bigger than us in that moment and being stressed out. It just gives you clarity and a moment of zen, and there's so much history. The column really, there's a bunch of, there are other display cases, and the canoe, the burial canoe is up there, we've got lots of displays.
Well,
and
one of the things that I really appreciate about the column too is that it's not overinterpreted, because some years ago, some folks wanted to build a huge interpretive center, and the fact is that we already have so many things which are huge, and again, everybody interprets things for us, and to just be able to go and have something kind of quietly, subtly sneak up on you, feel that experience for yourself when you're at the column, when you're at that magnificent park, because it's several acres. How many acres is the park itself? Do we know? Okay. Don't know. That's all right. But it is again, there are trails, of course, that go down into the woods of the cathedral tree.
Yep.
And then there's the column. And we're going to talk in a minute, too, about how the Friends of the Astoria Column manage the column. If you've just tuned in, I'm Donna Quinn. I'm your host for Talk of Our Towns today. And today I have Lindsay Vigil. She is the gift shop manager for the Astoria Column. The Astoria Column is one of Astoria's parks. It is also, I have heard, it is the second most visited site on the Oregon coast. It is a magnificent piece of artwork. And I just found in this book that it said that Astor Column versus Astoria Column. And here's what it says. It says, I think the official name Astoria Column should be followed, especially as to call it Astor Column would tend, I think, to emphasize the work of Astor and minimize Robert Gray and Lewis and Clark. And that was said in 1927 by Ralph Budd, who was instrumental in creating the column.
Yes.
So the Astor Column, the Astoria Column is part of, it's a park, and it's part of the city parks of Astoria. So it's owned essentially by the city.
Mm-hmm.
However, you have an organization called the Friends of the Astoria Column. Tell us about that, because that's who you work for, and they're the ones who run the gift shop.
Yeah. So Friends of Astoria Column is a nonprofit organization that was established about 1987. And they, Jordan Schnitzer and his team really found a need to restore the column. I remember hearing stories back in 1994, 95 that it was just more about it was called, from what I heard from people here, it was the Brown Tower, because the artwork had been so badly damaged by our weather. And he really just wanted to get it back to where it should be, because the column is the monument that declares the westward movement. And so they kind of took over, did some fundraising and helped restore the column to what we know as it today. And it's just beautiful. And we continue, it's our mission to continue to keep the column looking beautiful for all people, for locals and visitors alike, to come and enjoy the park, to sit and have a picnic, to, you know, we just had a quinceañera group come up last weekend. Weddings are done there.
And the way that the Astoria Column gets money to fund all the ongoing upkeep of that park and of the column itself is through parking, which is $5 for a year. Is that right?
For a whole year.
$5 for a whole year.
Yep.
Okay. And so that actually is a great way to support the column is, you know, pop up there and buy your parking pass for $5. And then the gift shop itself, like, tell us about, because you have a lot of very cool things in the gift shop. And, of course, Christmas is coming. And so tell us about the gift shop itself.
So the gift shop, we really wanted to start refocusing it on more Astoria makers and keeping it local and regional if we can, to really just have a place for people to go and get an Astoria t-shirt or get something that they can take a piece of, like, someone who lives here in Astoria made it, and they can take a piece of that home with them, and it's something unique and special. And so we've really tried to focus more on that and the column and providing things that you wouldn't normally find anywhere else. And so, and it does, all of that goes back to the, you know, keeping the column looking beautiful and the grounds looking beautiful. And so it's not just about us trying to make money, but we're doing it.
Well, you need resources,
yeah,
clearly,
absolutely,
to maintain it. There's a lot. It was a huge cost when in 2016 when that restoration happened.
Yes.
And so in order to keep it up, there are a lot of costs. And so the Friends of the Astoria Column are a 501c3 nonprofit.
Yes.
You obviously get donations. You have also the opportunity. People can buy pavers in honor of people with their own name, with the name of someone they loved, if they have a beloved pet, whatever. That's a great thing to do, too. Talk about that program.
Yeah, so the paver program is amazing because you actually just get to be a part of the Astoria Column history forever. It's a 12, you can, there's different sizes and different costs and locations. And if anyone is curious about that at all, please do not hesitate to reach out. We have all the information to reach out is going to be on our website, which is Astoria historiacolumn.org. But if you, so what these pavers do, when you purchase one, you get to engrave whatever you'd like on the paver. And they get set twice a year during the fall and spring. It is tax deductible, so your donation, you'll receive a letter in order to write it off on your taxes. And it's just a great way to support the column.
It is, and to have someone you love's name there in perpetuity. Because I actually, when my daughter graduated from high school here, she graduated from Astoria High School. Her graduation gift was a paver at the column. So I go up and I can see her name when I go up and visit the column.
And there's so many people that do that now. It's just a special place for them to go and look at that and know that we're taking care of it. If anything happens to it, we replace it. So these, we treat your paver like it would be one of ours. And it's just a really great investment, and it's there forever.
And Lindsay, how does it work? There used to be, I mean, for maintenance and all of that. Now, do you live up there? Do you and your husband live up there? Because there is a house, a caretaker house.
So no, I do not live up there, but Fred Pines, the site manager, and his wife, Pat, they live up there. And they're great. They do. He does such a great job. Fred is always out and about picking up, you know, any litter or being sure that the grounds are nice and the grass is cut and that they're taking proactive steps to, you know, if somebody wants to lay their blanket out, they can, and they're not just sitting on weeds or dirt or something. I mean, it's he takes care of the column grounds like he would his own home, and I just love that about him and his wife. They are so involved, and they just love being
so
the
they
column.
Live there full time.
They live there full time.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then you're the gift shop manager. So then, and which is open every day. And mm-hmm. So are the people who work with you volunteers?
They're paid employees.
Okay, so you do? Okay.
Yeah, and, right now it's very seasonal, and so our staff has definitely decreased, but they love working out there. I hear nothing but great positive things about being at the column. The consensus always is that everyone loves to talk to our visitors and find out where they're from and what their experience is.
Do you have a favorite experience of being up at the column at the gift shop over the last year?
Oh my goodness. Honestly, I think my most, there's so many. Okay, so my first one, I'm going to do two. My first one is speaking with a girl who had never seen the ocean before, and she'd never seen anything like the mountains we have or the rivers or anything. She was just so floored and so excited and was getting really emotional because she was just older. And so it was really great to see that. I've never experienced that before because I've lived around water my entire life. And the second experience was meeting the great, 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 great grandson of John Jacob Astor.
Yes, the family comes over from time to time.
Yes, and he was on the European side because there's a
right. The Astor family split into two groups. Yeah. That's right.
And he was just lovely. He was so excited to see the column, and he was making his way, you know, through the country, and that was his last stop, and he was just so excited.
So are there any events coming up that people should know about? I mean, again, it is a city park, the Astoria Column, and sometimes you have events, and are there any things coming up, or we've kind of gone past, I know, the summer season, although, again, the main focus of this program is if you live here in this area, go and be part of the Astoria Column.
Yeah.
Go to the park. But any events or some of the events that you want to talk about that happened in the past?
We're definitely trying to reach out more with the community and be a little more involved. Last year and this year, we did some, little fundraising for the cancer clinic and their arm-in-arm program to help those here in need of things that we might forget about during their treatments. And so, you know, wigs or transportation issues or just even a comforting blanket or something to help them.
So that was a program that you worked with Columbia Memorial Hospital on?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And we did it last year and we did it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And basically right now we're just trying to remind everyone that we're there, that we aren't just someplace to take your guest to.
Right. Only, and not to visit once a year, but to visit it all continually,
yeah.
You know, to take advantage of the fact that we have this amazing park there. And again, buying that parking pass is really helpful.
It is. And I did want everyone to know that we do have our 2019 parking pass available. So if you come up and purchase your parking pass, you not only is it good for the remainder of this year, but then it's good all the way for 2019 as well.
What a great idea. I think that's a great stocking stuffer. I think somebody should just go up to the Astoria Column, buy that parking pass, put it in the stocking with a little note saying, let's hike up to the column, let's spend some more time up at the column just gazing at this amazing view. Because I just heard about some latest research that says that we need silence in our lives, mm-hmm. and we need to also for our brains, because we're all looking at computers, we're up so close all the time, mm-hmm. that we need to look into large distances.
Mm-hmm.
So going up to the column and just sitting and looking out is a really healthy thing to do for our brains, our eyes, our ears, the quiet, the peace, and the beauty. That's so important. And today, when life is so very stressful, this is a great gift. Not only is it a beautiful piece of artwork, the column itself, and you can go up and down those 164 stairs, but you can also then be in that park. So we just have a couple of minutes left. Any last thing you'd like the listening audience to know about the Astoria Column or the gift shop?
In all honesty, I want to say thank you for all of the support that we get, because we do, you know, we get a lot of support from the community and visitors we just want to take the time to say thank you for always, you know, recommending people going to the column and bringing people up to the column. And, you know, we always can use support year round. And so just come up, get your parking pass, grab a column book. It's great, easy read with beautiful photos, and it gives so much more detail on the history. And that's also a really great gift and great stocking stuffer. You can put your parking pass in there. And, you know, again, just always want to say thankful, be, you know, grateful. And we're very thankful for everyone and the community here.
And the friends of the Astoria Column, thank you so much for being here today, Lindsay. Really appreciate all your hard work there. And again, I mean, it's one of a kind. There is nothing else like the Astoria Column.
Nothing
in
like
the entire world.
No.
So,
no.
I mean, it is our Astoria Column. So support it and enjoy it and love it. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, Miss Joanne Rideout. I'm so grateful after a late night of news that you're here being the engineer this morning. Thank you so much. And also so much appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today, right now. Take a deep breath. It is so good for body, mind, and spirit. And then with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be things that aren't going well. Focus on those things that are. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back. We're always so hard on ourselves, it seems. And just appreciate the fact that you are doing the best you can and that you are uniquely you, the only one here on this amazing planet we call Earth.